right? Oh, good morning. Good morning, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, my sound's coming through a little bit off today. Well, maybe that's because I'm a little bit off today. But let's start this the way that we normally do. It's July 31st, 2022. And this is the first hour of the broadcast. And, you know, we'll see. You know, I'm forced to use an alternate computer today. And I'm doing all my, you know, I'm always doing my all my's, right? You know, I hope you can hear me just fine. Sam, maybe you could type at me in the chat room. I'm forced to be using a different computer today. I couldn't find mine. And we have a house full of guests. And they're running everywhere. And so it's like, yeah. Well, so I'm outside sitting here underneath the awning, coming to you on a foreign computer because I can't find my regular one. Aw, isn't technology great? Hey, good morning, Alan. Are you there? Yeah, this ain't working. I'm hearing, hello. Am I back or I'm just not on? Try that again. Good morning, folks.
Am I there?
No. Hello. You're here.
Okay.
You're here, and I'm here. So you can stop saying, you know, hello. I got lost in translation there
right off the start.
Yeah, I know. It all went cattywampus, man, and I don't know where I was when we stopped, so let's just do it again. You know, today's date is, well, July the 31st, 2022. Wow, having a hard time today getting it going. It's really busy around here, Alan. I think I was trying to say that, and I'm having technical difficulties. My main computer that I use for the broadcast is, well, hiding somewhere. I don't know where that is. Too many people has forced me into the front yard. So we're doing a nature-type show today, nature and laptops, a little bit of chicken. What's going on your end? How are you doing?
Oh, just another day in life.
All right.
Special one way or the other. Like I said, just doing my own nature thing. Two kittens, a deer, and a dog.
Two kittens, a deer, and a dog. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about the nature thing. You know, the chickens that I've been growing, folks, they came online, at least a couple of them this week, and so far I've managed to get 6 eggs out of them. Dang, that's great. So, you know, I'm hopeful that going into the apocalypse, I'll have at least another dozen or two eggs or something. We don't know. Maybe they'll end up being dead. I don't know.
So you got anything special for today? Anything on your mind there, Alan?
Oh, lots of things to run through my mind. I don't know if it's anything that's presentable or anyone wants to hear, actually. Technology here, technology there. It was a little interesting yesterday. You had that guy, was it Amon, was on with Lark, and they were this guy apparently had developed a lot of the camera technology that's used in pretty much a lot of the digital stuff. Your cell phones, the cameras on the light posts. I really wish you would have gotten a little bit more into the depth of what that's really allowed them to do to us. Just from the surveillance and the aspect of basically becoming one with the computer.
Oh yeah. When was that on? Which show is that? You said Lark?
Yeah, that was on Ingrid's show yesterday. She had what's the lady's name? Jenna from Washington took over her show, and they had Lark and a guy named Amon on. And yes, he was Indian, I believe, but apparently one of those brilliant people that helped develop a lot of the imaging technology for, you know, the camera technology for smartphones and computer system, the digital imaging.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to go back to the archive and hit that one up. Sounds fun. And this morning when I first woke up, you know, I always hit the news sites and try to see what's going on, try to get my eyes to actually work, right? And so I'm looking at news sites, and you know what I found? So I found out that China's now getting ready to hold a drill out in the, right off Taiwan, right? Because they're, threatening to shoot down Pelosi's plane, or they did that last week, right? You know, that was such yesterday, right? Friday. Well, anyways. So what a wonderful
That's a little closer to their territory than I heard that apparently we're having drills in the South China Sea. You know, that's it sounds they're having drills in their backyard. We're like the next neighborhood over.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
But we're the white hats, right? We can have drills anywhere. We're the good guys. Yeah.
We're the good guys, and we're over thumping on everybody or intimidating. But, you know, so, okay, so we're escalating, and everybody's got hope now, right? They're going, okay, you know that old problem that we've got, Joe Biden, long COVID, you know, or at least he's coming on long COVID, right? So he's gone down for the second count, right? Going to go hide in his room and go, oh, got COVID, right? It's the new, you know. Everybody uses that excuse. Well, I don't. You know, I don't even want to play with that. But anyway, so we have a problem. Joe Biden is going to be incompetent, and Kamala is going to be in charge, right? And they're like, well, shoot, she's incompetent too. So what are we going to do? Oh, we'll put Nancy Pelosi in charge. Oh, crap, right? So it's like, wow, what do you want? The worst, the worst, and the worst. So at least with Nancy Pelosi going into, and then Chinese blowing her up, they can figure out who's next third in charge. But then, dang it, Keith Rogers sends me a thing, you know, this morning, you know, right before the show. And it tells me that in retaliation for Nancy Pelosi's visit to China, the Chinese are going to send her back unscathed. So we can use her and let her tear apart our country. I'm like, oh, crap.
You know, I actually heard I heard one little turn of words here. I believe it was Doug Hagman, I think, brought this up. I heard him say something. I believe it was him that said this. I can't remember where he got it from. But it said, you know, when a clown moves into a palace, it doesn't make the clown a king. It makes the palace a circus. That's basically what our country's turned into.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can get evidence on that. You know, and that's another story. I mean, it's such a circus. You know,
except for it's not an enjoyable one. It's just got scary clowns.
Yeah, but we've been marching into this insanity for years now. I mean, I remember back in 2012, right, or 2008, whatever, you know, time the early years for me, right? You know, I only figured things out somewhere around 2005, 2006. So I wasn't one of those guys in the 90s. I wasn't one of those guys. Well, I did have questions about the World Trade Center conspiracy theories that the government floated. That is the biggest conspiracy theory that was ever floated, and it just doesn't hold water, right? You know, I don't care how you go over it, and it's fascinating that everybody's talking a little bit about 9/11 and, you know, the problems with the government conspiracy theories. Right? You know, they're all, oh, yeah, there's something wrong. Even old Trump, he's going, well, we don't really know what happened. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? Right? Yeah, you're just making stuff up because you're the Trumpster. You know, he's kind of a liar. But anyways, you know, we've been marching a direction, right, going, oh, crap, things are happening, and what the hell is this? Right. Last week, Alan, you know, what was it? Jared called in and we were having a discussion about the Georgia Guidestones. You remember the first time that you see or heard about those things? Because I remember the first time. He says, what the hell is a Georgia Guidestones? And then you go over them and you look at them and you start reading the inane babble that was printed on it. And it's kind of, ooh, it's esoteric. You know, when did you first see the Georgia Guidestones, Alan? You know, do you remember or hear about them?
I couldn't tell you the exact date. That's been a long time back. But, yeah, I mean, you know, what was printed there is not any less creepy than what the, you know, what's in the damn protocols with the learned elders of Zion and various other texts, you know, and quotes and phrases that have been spewed out by these
Okay. Globalist
SOBs.
But, fair enough. But the Georgia Guidestones, the question that I guess we had from last week was, are they bad or good? And I, you know, quite honestly, I was happy when they went down. But I also knew that it was something. There was some reason behind it, right? You know, there's too much stupid stuff with the Georgia Guidestones, right? A private party puts it up, right, says crazy stuff on it, and then the county takes over, you know, managing it, and they call it a park and this and that, and it's like, well, who commissioned it? Oh, we don't know, and we never are going to know. I just wanted to go over, well, let's go over what was on it real quick. So just as a refresher, and I know the Georgia Guidestones was so a few weeks ago, but maybe we owe it to ourselves to at least, you know, rip this to shreds, right, and find out if they were good or bad. Okay, Alan, you down with me on this?
You probably got a list. I don't have exactly, you know, I just, the
only
one that sticks to my mind was the population, you know.
Yeah, so let's do that. That's line one, right? Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Okay, our current population is 7.75 billion. At least that's what they say. You know, numbers are all so stupid, right? So what are they saying, right? They want to, they didn't quite say that we need to get rid of 7,200,000,000 people to get to their number. Oh, but it's in the future after a whole bunch of people. How did 7.2 billion people die? Was it through GMO foods? Was it from injections? Was it from, well, the climate change? And I'm not talking about that, you know, conspiracy theory that men farting and cows farting and that is causing our climate to change. How about the real one, right? The solar minimum that we went in. You know, we're a couple years into it, and we've seen some strange weather patterns. You know, they were writing about the solar minimum. But anyways, I digress. That's just one way to kill everybody. Remember, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. What does that mean? You know, I mean, okay, we're going to have, well, I think we need to RFID everything. Alan, what about you? You know, we'd put a chip on a rabbit, we'd put a chip on a flea, and we track everything and keep them in balance. Have little dials, right? You know, is that what it means? I can't.
Those of us who live here in the South would kind of tend to think that, well, they're going to have to get a whole bunch of Amdro somewhere to get rid of all those fire ant mounds out there.
Oh, God, we could get lost on that one really easily. Number two was guide reproduction wisely, - improving fitness and diversity. Okay, so, yeah. So you're in charge of...
Sounds like a cross between the vaccinations, that so-called, that have been given out, and creating super soldiers. Go on.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of reminded me of when I was raising rabbits. By guiding reproduction wisely, I want to breed more of these, and I want less of these, and there you go. Here you are. But I'm not too fond of that, right? Because... Oh, call me old-fashioned. I think free will should be in there to a certain extent, right? And you should be able to, decide what
free
you
will
want to have
to
kids.
Own devices without a welfare system that pays people more and more to have more and more kids without a daddy around. Yeah, left to its own devices, free will.
And it'll come out in the wash. Right, the improving fitness and diversity is the second part of that, right? And what do you mean improve it? Oh, have you seen the population? It's fat, right? You know, and that's just pretty much the norm. You know, other countries aren't like the United States, is kind of overblown in a lot of manners. But anyway, so improve fitness. I'm pretty good with that idea, but I don't believe...
Kind of sounds like we can make them faster, stronger, more of this, more of that. They presented this stuff in this $6 million man, creating the new human, the superhuman.
Oh, I see that. Well, let's bring in Mike real quick. But Mike...
We can make him stronger, faster. Steve Austin.
Bring in the donors.
First cyborg, I guess, was that I ever knew about was $6 million man. What about inflation? That would cost a lot now, wouldn't it? It'd be the $6 billion man.
Well, you know, Mike, that's just the first one that they presented to us on TV. You read a lot of the old science fiction novels, you know, the short stories and everything. Yeah,
Andrew Will Robinson.
About that for a long time. Yeah.
Danger Will Robinson is Robbie the Robot. I mean, you go right on back to, like, what was it, Buck Rogers in the 21st century? I mean, who knows? Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's a lot of plagiarism that goes on in science fiction. I mean, if you want to go back and read Yevgeny Zamyatin's We, you'll see that it influenced things for a long time. I think, Animal Farm, THX 1138. There's a lot of stuff there that, for whatever reason, that guy, I guess, rubbed shoulders a little bit with the French elite. I don't know. He must have figured out what their plans were and made a parody of it. But he was exiled. He self-exiled, I think, from Tsarist Russia. And then when the Bolshevik Jewish Revolution happened, he, I think that might have been a partial inspiration for We. It's not a very big book. Anyway, I done forgot what I called in about. I called in about something you guys was talking about a while ago.
Well, you were talking about numbers, and that was we were kind of going through the Georgia Guidestones and their whole reduce the population from 7.2 billion to 500 million.
It got spray painted a lot over the years. It was a shrewd tourist idea. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was their number one tourist thing.
Well, it was a tourist thing. It turned into one. They really could have took advantage of the ruins of the Georgia Guidestones and put up
That's
a whole museum
said.
There.
No, they could have sold off pieces of it. Why didn't they auction off pieces of it on eBay?
How do you know they're not doing that, but they go to the elite,
you don't
right?
know. There could be fraudsters doing it because there's all kinds of That whole place is like a giant. That's their number one industry, is like stone masonry, or you know, monuments, granite. I think is
right.
The quarry there. So that's their big thing. And if you drive around, I went through that county. There are a lot of large, like exorbitantly large monuments here and there, just at random.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, because they've got the, you know, if somebody goofs up. Like I saw the other day, somebody misspelled friendship on a grade school. I forget what it's called, the Azure Friendship Elementary School, and they put the I after the F or something instead of before the R. Totally goofed up the sign. I mean, somebody's probably got fired over that one. So you had to redo the granite. Well, what do? You got this nice, you know, hewn stone. Do you throw it out? No, you probably come up with something else to put on, carve in there.
No. You just change the way it's spelled in like Webster's Dictionary, and then everything will be good.
Yeah, well, thank God.
I actually doctored the picture and said, here, let's just give it a font treatment. And I merged the back of the R, made the R real thick, made the, I don't know, several letters. I gave them a thick back to make them kind of match. That'd be what I'd try to do if it was mine, and see if the school would let it fly. Because it'd take a real quick fix, you know, instead of having to recarve the whole thing. You know, that's probably the last thing before the school opens.
Well, what makes you think they can spell?
If this misspelling was at a school, that makes a lot more sense, because kids are coming out of school not knowing much of damn near anything in today's world, so it doesn't really make that much of a difference, does it?
Well, they know all the weird procedures to do to blend in with LBDGQ, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, how many letters are there now? I forgot.
I think they finished with our alphabet. They're starting their own alphabet now, Mike. I don't know.
Yeah, because letters, the letters in the alphabet are somehow racist, gay, and white, or something. Or, well, no, toxic masculinity developed the alphabet, so it needs to be changed. You know, and Buck Rogers in the 21st century showed that they had the International Phonetic Alphabet with different fonts. If you go back and see I forget the guy's name. I just remember Aaron Gray, the skin tight jumpsuit girl. When I was a teenager when that came out. That Buck Rogers in 21st Century, which had that IPA, and everything was spelled different. It'd be real easy to pull a lever, paradigm shift, and the next generation wouldn't know a dang thing about history. They wouldn't be able to read. Because right now they can't read the Declaration of Independence if they've got an actual broadside copy of it. The fonts.
I don't
well,
know.
You know, it's almost like they're doing that on purpose. Emojis are used to remove language. And man, I know it's terrible. You know,
it's been 20-some years. I talked to a girl who was retired 10 years, and she said, and I forget what year this was, probably about 2011 or 2012. And she said she'd been retired 10 years, and it was 10 years before that they quit teaching cursive in school. So that goes back to the late 90s. So we're talking 25 years that some kids have in schools have never been taught cursive. So forget them being able to read a Geneva Bible, which is considered to be America's Bible. It's rough. It's a rough read for me.
Wow.
When I moved here to Texas, and I was going down to get my driver's license, which switched over, the lady down at the driver's license office, you know, we got to talking a little bit, and I said, and she looked at me, and she goes, "Do you know they're not even teaching them how to write or read cursive anymore?" And this was like 2004 when I actually moved here back down here. And, so you know that it's been at least that long ago in this area that they stopped doing it.
I saw some report the other day that said you reach diminished returns after 20 minutes of exercise. So you don't want to give the children more than 20 minutes of exercise. I don't know about you. I was in grade school. We did the down and back, down and back, down and back, down and back. We did repeated, and, you know, like formed like a line in gym. So you'd have to come back in line, and it'd be like four or five lines of all of us running. You know, you were, you know, you do sets of that. That's like interval training. And then we got to play dodgeball or something else. So we had an almost solid hour of gym. 20 minutes, you're kidding me? Then we were ready to run track. My best time was about, I think, 5 minutes and 10 seconds on the mile.
Nowadays, kids, you know, their thumb muscles look like freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger because that's the only thing they really exercise anymore, doing that damn texting.
They lose their fine motor skills because handwriting teaches fine motor skills for other stuff like macrame or crafts
and
painting. I've seen people that can barely print their name. So they're making that. When I was growing up, if you just made an X or something on your check or document that you signed, you were considered illiterate. You know,
and these guys can type, and they can almost spell, almost.
You got to hit the red squiggle thing.
And by the time you type three characters. As we're speaking about this, you know, you can understand why the Georgia Guidestones number 3 issue that they had, they wanted to unite humanity with a living new language. You think that's emojis, right?
Yeah,
smiley face?
I believe it's the International Phonetic Alphabet. Like I said, that Buck Rogers came out in 1978 or so, and it featured the International Phonetic Alphabet. Within about 5 years, I had a class in speech and articulation featuring the International Phonetic Alphabet. There was a Omni magazine article about the new age of reason. It was all spelled out in the International Phonetic Alphabet. They were really pushing for that. Around 1980, and then for, you know, what do we got? 1980, get the paradigm shift of Al Gore for 2000. We got Agenda 2020. Now they're talking about Agenda 2030, Agenda 2040. It's like if they can't accomplish their goals, they just push it off to the next decade.
They tried
Ebonics, and you know that didn't last too long. But you know, Valley Girl, you know that still hangs. That like still like totally hangs around. Like totally, don't you know? Like gag me with a spoon. Like don't you know? Like.
The really irritating remnant of that is people that sound like they're unsure of what they're saying because they end their sentence with an uptick in their voice.
Yes, that annoys
them. That's really irritating.
Everything's an interrogative. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not really sure what they're saying or that you might be offended.
I know what you mean.
It's a really irritating one. Huh?
Yeah. Hey,
public
number
speakers,
4 is...
Public speakers are supposed to be presenting facts. Do that.
Yeah, I'm doing facts today, guys. I am doing facts, and you can't bust me on that.
Well,
because
you're
a lot of people,
toxic masculinity.
I am full of toxic masculinity, right? But that's because I haven't taken a shower. Right?
You're just
but,
too sure
but anyway,
of yourself.
I am not sure.
And you're running for president, if you've seen that movie.
I am. Running from the president is more like it.
Running for the
But
border.
I am going to get through these Georgia Guidestones things, if you two are on it or not. You can comment if you want, right?
Go ahead, man. I actually visited them.
Okay. Number 4 is rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. What the hell is that? You can't love that person. You can't hate that person. Is that how you rule passion? Your passion? What the hell is that? Do you have any idea, Alan? Mike? Anybody?
Sounds like the Vulcans. It sounds like Leonard Nimoy.
Sounds like 1984. Okay. We're showing love and affection is actually against the law.
We've analyzed your DNA here at the Gattaca Agency, and you two are not compatible, so it's unreasonable for you.
All right. Hey, that's the music.
Go.
Hang on. Okay,
right,
Mike.
Go.
We'll see you later. Yeah, I bet you he's involved with it. Not. Just kidding. Be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Hey, during the commercial break, a little bit of wind picked up out here. So, Alan, if it's getting too bad, or Sam, you want to let me know, and I'll go try to relocate myself. But it's really nice having the wind. It's been incredibly hot over here in Texas. Well, I don't know. You know, kind of like feel like a wuss for saying it's hot, you know, because I did live in Arizona for a minute, and holy crap, that was hot. You know, I don't know. Are you enjoying the Guidestones thing, Alan? Or is that just lame? It's something that doesn't need to go over.
No, go on and continue reading.
Okay. You're really going to like this one. Number 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. It's like, oh, really? We're going to do that? I don't know. Many people have talked about it, but they've never succeeded at it. You know,
read that one again. Did it say protect the people? Was the P in people
and
the only
nations.
Word, the only capitalized one, meaning it has special designation like everything else?
No,
in law?
No, it's all in lowercase except for protect, and it has a period. So they're using a style that's English grammar that we were taught in school, you and I, right? You capitalize the first thing. It says protect people and nations, lowercase, with fair laws and just courts. Fascinating, right? You know, we're seeing things like that. You know, the funny part was everybody's like going, oh my God, what's happening to Alex Jones? It's just the tragedy. And you're like, yeah. I mean, Sure it is. Yeah,
that last one almost makes me think that the Georgia Guidestones might have been a comedy piece.
Like, there is remedy. That's great. You know, poor Alex, right? You know, poor Alex, poor rich Alex, poor rich, going to be poor Alex? I don't know. Did he structure his universe in order? I know I shouldn't be picking on Alex because it's a free speech thing, right? It's free speech, right? He should be able to say that there was no Sandy Hook. He can say whatever the hell he wants. That's one theory. And then the other theory is he has evidence proving that he never said that, right? But they won't, you know, let you see the evidence because the evidence is just more crap, right? So that's why we need the Georgia Guidestones, and that's why we need more fair and just laws. If that makes any sense. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go all Alex Jones on us. Let's see. Let nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Why, that just almost doesn't sound like where we're going, does it, Alan?
No, because they definitely don't want any nation states being out there. They want just regional government.
Yeah, so maybe they just wrote that one wrong. Let nations rule internally. That sounds like nationalism, and they hate nationalism, right? With fair laws and just, no, that's the other one.
Resolving basically the way I interpret what you just read is that it's saying let nations be their own nations, let them govern themselves, and that doesn't go along very well with a global strategy. So once again, it almost sounds like this was written as a comedy piece. Maybe all the elites that went by would stand there and just laugh their asses off when they were reading it. I don't know.
Oh, I know. Well, kind of that way right now, and I'm sorry to be so dark about this, but, you know, Saudi Arabia is a kingdom, right? And they do whatever the hell they want. You're gay, they throw you off your building. They're helping you. Right, we're going to inspire somebody else not to be gay. Woo! Okay, how do you like that? Right, and then we go, well, you shouldn't do that, but can I get some more oil, please? And, well, I guess nobody cares, right? Slave labor around the world, we don't care about that, child slave labor, right? We're over here busy iPhoning it and emoticoning it. And whatever. So I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, they don't care. They don't want all nations to rule. Well, maybe they do. You know, what was that saying that you made, Alan, or that you made? You like to say, we don't care what kind of government you have. We'll corrupt them all. Something like that.
I can't recall exactly. Anyway, right. Go on.
Okay. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. See, there's another one, right? It's like, but they love useless officials. They're the best. But
that's what a bureaucratic system is. That's all it can create.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe that time has run its course, right? So we're supposed to guide. Maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance of nature. The root where we're at. Problem that we have today is there's 7.7 billion people, not million, you know, and we're going to have to get rid of, in order to maintain the Georgia Guidestones things, we have to get rid of 7.2 billion people. So maybe they did that with the vaccines, and some of the people they're going to get rid of is the useless officials that are out there and petty laws. Man, we sure do have a lot of petty laws. All right, that's pretty crazy. And we're getting near the end, right? There's only 10 of them, so we can go on to something else. But, you know, any questions, guys, feel free to call in. The show's at Republic of Texas. Chat rooms are at republicoftexasradio.chattango.com and or to republicoftexas.chattango.com. And our phone number here is 512-248-8252. Let's move on. Okay, so balance personal rights with social duties. Personal rights with social duties. What kind of social duties do you have, Alan? I wasn't aware that you did any social duties.
Well, let me see. They brought a couple of guys. One of them, his name was Marcus Wolf. Another one was Yevgeny Primakov in to advise the Department of Homeland Security on what, do you wonder? Because these guys were very good at informing on your neighbor, creating the Stasi, the backstabbing network where you dared not talk in front of your pet goldfish in the bowl in the living room because it was more than likely an informant. Your social responsibilities are more than your personal responsibilities. That one's actually pretty clear cut.
Well, I can't remember signing anything like that, so I'm not sure that I have any social duty. Well, okay. I do this radio show once a week and talk about smack, right? Okay. That's my social duties, and so I guess I'm doing that pretty good. My personal rights. Yeah, I have those, right? And I'm using them, right? And so there you go. Maybe I do align with the Georgia Guidestones on number 8. My social duties. I don't know. I don't know if broadcasting on RBN is a social duty. It's more entertaining and fun, and I appreciate it. But, man, when you're, we use the term awake a lot of times, and there's all sorts of other terms. When you understand that the world isn't the way that they told you in school or they're telling you on the news, what responsibility do you have? I'd argue absolutely no responsibility to wake people up, right? Okay, no, you should go out and protest and hold a sign and you should tell everybody. Well, I have news for you and you could try it, right? Maybe you're going to have some great successes, right? But you're going to go out and you're going to create a world. You're going to work against what you want to do.
More than likely, you'll lose a majority of your friends, if not all of them. You'll lose a majority of your family, if not all of them. Many of us have experienced that, trying to make people aware of what the hell is, you know, as far as we can figure out the reality of what we're enmeshed in right now.
Okay. I guess that's my social duties, right? I just can't sit by and not do anything. Right, and I feel that this the path of communicating works really good. So, Georgia Guides Dogs, I won't give you a damn thing. I'm glad you got destroyed. Hang on. Number 9, prize truth, beauty, love. Seek harmony with the infinite. Isn't that great? How esoteric can you get? What the hell? Right? Prize truth. What the hell is that? Truth is subjective. Truth is true. Truth is untrue. What is true? How the hell? And that coming from a liar?
Oh, well, that's definitely good in today's world because, you know, once they did the Smith-Mundt Remodernization Act, everything on the media and everything is truth now, right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Why are they throwing in beauty and love? I seek harmony with the infinite. Is that a religious statement? Seek harmony with the infinite? That their reference to God? Right?
You know, they're still saying beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, go on.
Yeah, I'm just calling really stinky on that one. Okay, here's the other one. This one's the half-assed bitch slap, right? Be not a cancer on earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. So I'm just saying they're just kind of like a little bit mean in the end, right? So they imply that I'm a cancer on the earth, right? Do we imply that trees are cancers on the earth? What about grass? You know, is that a cancer of the earth? No, we're just other beings. We assemble all our things to make different things. And, you know, in the end, everything goes back to the earth. Oh, at least that's the way I see it. You can see entropy happening all over Texas, right? A truck sitting in a field, all completely rusted. And, you know, that's less than 100 years. It's going to be gone. You know, it'll just turn into nothing. I don't know. Them guys are definitely
crazy. Also, Steve, you got to think of, like, the PFOAs and things like that, you know, that these Teflon, you know, super slick coatings that they've created that apparently are just all through our environment everywhere. Those are pretty much eternal, apparently, from everything I've heard. So, you know, is it us that's doing it? Or, no, I would say it's, like, corporations. But then, wait a minute. They basically turned us all into corporations, haven't they?
They sure might have, right? The corporatization. You know, I was at that conversation with an individual just a couple nights ago about the whole, that's not your Social Security number, right? And there's they monetize you, you know, because they were going like, well, how can you assign a value to a person? I go, they already do it. Right, they take the father, the mother, and figure out what their earning capacity is, and then they can guesstimate what you're, you know, worth. And then they put a dollar on you and borrow that money against the borrowing stuff. Right, and there's that whole listed on the stock exchange, and there's always somebody coming on board going, you're not listed on the stock exchange, and then we get down that big rabbit trail, right? Hang on. I think we just had Art and George had just joined us. Hey, Art, are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's going on, man? Oh, he's in Georgia, well, so he knows all the Georgia Guidestones.
Well, I live only 45-minute drive south of the Georgia Guidestones. Or what used to be the Georgia Guidestones. I'm kind of actually glad to see them gone. But, you know, on number 8 and number 10, those are two I wanted to kind of comment on. Could go to 4, but I think you guys did enough justice for explaining 4 that you don't need my 2 cents worth. But it's on, first of all, number 8, balance personal rights with social duties. When I read this, I think of a movie called Starship Troopers, where they have a saying in there, service equals citizenship, meaning you have to serve the community first before you can be a citizen. So that's what that makes me think of, balance personal rights with social duties. If you're not of service to your community, you're not a citizen. You're an outsider. Follow me so far?
Yep. Yes.
And on number 10, we're talking about be not a cancer on earth and leave room for nature. I urge everyone, if you've not seen this yet, look up the map. It's called the Wetlands Corridor map. And it will literally show you how they have separated the entire country by color code and explain to you who's going to be allowed in each of these areas. Sadly, you will not be allowed in any of the red areas because you're not privileged. And they basically want all of that to go back to nature, which is about 60% of the land mass of the United States. And then there's the blue, and very few people are going to be allowed in the blue because you're not quite that special either. And you and me, we're going to be subjected to the black areas because we're the ones with the big mouths. We're the ones that like to tell all this stuff, and so we're the enemy. So we'll be in the black area, the black zones. But look it up; it's called the Wetlands Corridor map, and familiarize yourself with that because that's what they're after right there. And that's what they're talking about, leave room for nature. They want to get rid of people in these areas so it can go back to looking like, well, like it did before man was there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the map, but I know it as like the Biodiversity and Wildlands Project map.
Rewilding.
And it's one of those things that I used, Art, in deciding where the hell I was going to. No, I guess I didn't use it, but I did look it up when I moved to Texas. I said, well, where the hell is this? And what's this going to be? Am I inside or outside the bounds, right? So as you look at the map, I just do a search for Agenda 21 map, and you can find all the pictures you want. You'll see all the little areas that humans will be allowed to live in. And they had kind of district Fredericksburg, Texas, as a place to get away from. It's not quite a city. It's just going to be a resort, right? So in the future, people will live in places like Houston and Austin, and they'll probably be able to get travel passes to Fredericksburg to come out here and, you know, ride the electric shuttles up and down and get sips of wine, right? If they're, you know, approved for wine drinking. You know, that's a big if. But if I wanted to go in the future, if I want to go over and see what Mount Shasta, you know, it's like,
No, you can't go there.
It's too far. You can only travel 100 miles away from your house because, you can't be a cancer on this earth. If we let you do that, we have to let everybody else do that. Like, crap. Yeah, and then they'll sing you the mantra. Leave room for nature. It's like, oh, crap. But the powerful ones, they'll go anywhere, right? You have enough money or power. That's the way it works today, right? You know? And it's a damn shame. It is good to see those guidestones gone, but...
Yeah, there was a lot of people kind of celebrated when they went down.
Oh, yeah?
I remember when I woke up that first morning, I woke up and it was all over the news, and all I could do was sit back and chuckle. I just sat back and chuckled and thought, it's about time.
Do you think they took them down?
Or do you think
somebody got fed up?
I think somebody got fed up.
Why did they go in, like, what, the next day or within 12 hours or something and completely raise the whole damn thing, you know, kind of getting, you know, any other explosion, hell, the BATF would be out there and they'd have investigation to see where the explosives came from and who done it and et cetera, et cetera. No, they just bulldoze and raise the whole thing, apparently.
Yeah, they were all they were all over it to start with, but it was later on in the day, it was like, okay, take it down. Because there was no way that they were going to be able to redo that without removing the capstone and replacing the stones. That would have been way too much work. And you're right, Elbert County, or Elberton, Georgia, is the granite capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of the world. No one produces as much granite as they do. But that was my two cents worth, just when I throw that in.
All right.
Well, okay. You know, Steve, I actually did have a little scare this last week, Steve. I was just kind of doing my stuff out here on my place, you know, going here and there and not straying too awful far. And, I woke up in the middle of the night one night and looked down, and, man, I had all these little red blotches all over me starting to come up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got monkeypox. There must have been a monkey down on my property somewhere. And then I got to thinking, and it's like, no, wait a minute. I was down there walking around in the creek bottom, and I came across a few chigger nests. And common sense kicked in, and I realized they were just chiggers. So that little disaster and crisis was avoided.
You didn't realize that you weren't gay?
Well, I couldn't even remember having a dream about having sex with a monkey or anything. So, no, like I said, common sense kicked in pretty quick on me.
Hey, I was listening to Farron yesterday, and he was talking about, Tucker Carlson and making up new words and stuff like that. And the word that he made up, I actually heard from somebody else, but it seems to be out there. It's called schlong COVID, and it's a monkeypox replacement word. I'm like, ha, 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 that's funny. Is that I know you didn't call in to talk about monkeypox, Art, but...
Why not?
Yeah, but I find it fascinating.
I've got a question, though, on that monkeypox. They want to change the name. What is the exact reason why they want to change the name from monkeypox? Is it because they think it's racist or something?
I guess so. They've said that because it initially came out in the Africa, or in Africa. There's my English. In the continent of Africa. And they were mainly black people. But the new stuff is all a gay disease, right? And they're fighting to call it an STD because, hell if I know, they won't say a damn thing straight. All they'll say is something like, well, mostly men that have sex with men get this.
Yeah.
And well, what the hell does mostly mean? Right? Oh, yeah, well, we found two kids that had it. Oh, shit. Oops, sorry about the language. But that was terrible. Oh, you know, I guess that goes back to Jared again. You know, Jared in Louisiana called in last week, and he was dissing on Marjorie Taylor Greene, super Trumper, right? Crazy lady, I get it, right? Yeah, but you know... part of the things I liked about Trump and part of the things I like about her is she says, well, if this is a sexually transmitted disease, the monkeypox that comes with males on 10 males, then how did two kids get it? Can you use your imagination, folks? Or do you just want to say nothing happened? Right? There are two kids that caught it, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And on the West Coast, it seems like they don't have much information because they weren't, they're not residents of America. So are they illegal aliens? Oh, they can't tell you that. It's a secret.
And on that note, Steve, I also did hear that both of those children were, residents in housing conditions that were like two daddies or something like that. That's just what I've heard on that.
Yeah, chiggers are better than monkeypox. So, hang in there, folks. Art, do you want to hang on, or should we just let you go?
I can hang on if you ain't got nobody else in line.
Yeah, you're pretty interesting. Hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Each little blessing in this life had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.